Alaska is ranked 8th in the country in per capita income behind eastern states like Connecticut, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and New York. KDLG's Mike Mason has the details.
The per capita income in 2008 in Alaska was $44,039. To put that in perspective, the 2008 per capita income in Connecticut was over $56,000, while the per capita income in Mississippi was just over $30,000. Alaska's 2008 per capita income was outlined in depth in an article written by state economist Neil Fried that was published in the February edition of Alaska's Economic Trends. He says 2008 was an unusual year for a number of reasons.
I think the biggest single factor when you're looking at this per capita or personal income picture for Alaska that really sort of bumped us up there was this record-sized permanent fund dividend, you know, over $3,000 versus the other ones that are sort of closer to $1,000. But 2008 was also, just generally speaking, a very good year in Alaska's economy in sort of almost every way we can imagine.
The PFD in 2008 was a whopping $3,200, but last year the PFD was $1,300. In 2008, Alaska permanent fund distributions totaled nearly 7% of the total personal income in Alaska. That's the highest percentage in recent memory, with the closest year being the year 2000, when PFD distributions totaled just over 6% of the total personal income. Fried confirmed that the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development does not yet have the per capita income figures for 2009. However, he says the Bureau of Economic Analysis recently released some numbers through the third quarter of last year that shows total personal income falling by 1.4% compared to the $30.2 billion in personal income recorded in 2008. During that same first three quarters of 2009, the total national personal income fell by 1.7%. Fried says the numbers suggest Alaska's economy is still doing a little better than the national economy.
Maybe we will continue to maintain that sort of jump in up in rankings that we experienced in 2008 when we popped up to being in the eighth place for per capita income, whereas before that we were getting pretty close to the national average.
Personal income is the income received by all people from all sources, and per capita income is basically where you take all of the personal income in the state, add that up, and then divide it by all of the people in the state. Fried admits that it can often be a misleading stat in that it's most often used to compare one state with another.
Yeah, I mean, this is not adjusted for the cost of living or anything like that. I mean, but some of these states are also very high cost of living states. You know, Connecticut, New Jersey, Massachusetts, New York are all famous places for, you know, generally speaking, a high cost of living. And in some cases, particularly if we're looking at sort of the more urban parts of Alaska and the more urban parts of some of those states, the cost of living is actually higher in some of those states than others. But then when we look more broadly speaking, we look at, for example, rural Alaska versus sort of the rural parts of those states, you know, the opposite is true, because in most parts of the country, the rural parts of the country, cost of living is significantly lower, whereas in Alaska, it's sort of the opposite story.
The article about Alaska's 2008 per capita income was published in the February edition of Alaska's Economic Trends, which can be found on the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development website at labor.state.ak.us. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.